Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkolim. We've been on the topic of money in the Beis HaMikdash and donations to the Beis HaMikdash, and we talked about the Lishka, where the office or the storage room where they kept the Shkolim. And so on that topic, Mishnah Vav now tells us, Shtei Lishachos Hayu B'Mikdash. There were two other offices that we should know about, that they were sort of kind of a little bit similar. They were related in that they were really more like storage rooms, and they were storage rooms for donations. Achas Lishkas Chashayim. One is known as the room of the secret ones. That is to say, secret donations, which we're going to elaborate on in a moment. The Achas Lishkas Akilim. And the second one is the office of utensils or vessels. And that is, of course, for donated utensils or vessels. So here's how they both work. Lishkas Chashayim, what did they do with this secret room, the room of the secret people? Yir'echet, those who were fearful of sin, in other words, righteous people, Nostin Lasocha B'Chashay, they would give tzedakah, right, charity for the poor, into that room in secret. People would secretly put money into this room. Nobody ever knew who put money into the room. Nobody ever saw you putting it in. You didn't get a plaque. It was completely anonymous donations into this room. And not only that, va'aniyim b'nei tovim misparnasim mitocha b'chashai. And poor people of respected families. Why from respected families? Because poor people from respected families are doubly or triply embarrassed to go accept tzedakah. And to have to go to the tzedakah collector and say, I'm poor and I need money. I don't have what to eat. It's extra embarrassing for them because they are from the respected families. And therefore, this office, this place was set up for them to be able to come collect tzedakah anonymously. And so the tzedakah is being given completely anonymously and collected completely anonymously. Nobody knows who's giving. Nobody knows who's taking. And certainly the receiver doesn't know who gave them the money. And so that is why it is called the office of the secret ones. Of course, giving anonymously in this way is a very high level of tzedakah. The second office that we've talked about here is Lishkas HaKelim, the room of the donated utensils. Kol mishu mitznadev kli. If you have a utensil or a vessel that you want to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, you would toss it into that room. Now, obviously, you probably wouldn't toss it, because then it's going to break, and there's no point in donating something that's going to get broken as you're in your donation. But you would have it placed into this room. The achas l'shloshim yom gizbar in poskin osa, because obviously it was locked. It was just maybe a deposit chute, and every 30 days. The treasurers would open it. Presumably, they would need to call the seven amarkalim to unlock it for them. And then the gizbarin would go in, and they would basically sort the donations. V'chol kli shematzu b'tzorach lebet kabayis, any utensil that could be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Somebody donated a hammer. Manichan oso, they would leave it, meaning not leave it in that office. They would keep it and for actual use. They would use the actual donated utensil. Or the hashar, and the other ones, that is those that were not themselves going to be useful in the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, nimkarin, and they are sold b'dimehem for their monetary value. V'noflin lishkas bet kabayis. And then the money itself is transferred into the bet kabayis fund for the upkeep and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash.